Hayır, bakayım biraz.
Hayırlar senin de direkt bir grup. Hadi.
Sen bir gayet bir mantıklı.
Hadi.
İyi değil.
Ya iyi değil.
Lütfen. Ben iyi.
Hadi ama.
नाम काम सरणाम व्रजा आम स्वाम पना आम स्वाम सर्वा पापेभ्यो मोक्षाय श्याम मासुचा
बहुत बड़ा साउंड है सब कुछ लाउड है
व्हाट इज द मीनिंग
Also, Prabhu has learned.
He is above them all.
What is
the meaning?
You have to give up all kind of religion, material and spiritual, and forgive, surrender to me, to Krishna.
And then I will
protect you for all from all the things.
More
clear.
Mm. You also. Bolie.
Sarvadharma.
No. You can see paper no heart.
Sorry.
You can see paper no heart.
Evandrasa priyana makirtya. Satanurago druta chitta uchai Asatiyato roditirauti gayati Ummadavani chati lokabaya.
Very good.
Best.
So, you should hear this meaning.
Kavi, the nine of the nine yogendras is telling, continuing to tell, Maharaj Nimi. That evam vrata, performing in this way, hearing and chanting of the holy name, and wandering about without embarrassment, then jatanurago dhrta chitta uchai, then performing in this way, prema awakens in the heart, pure love of Krishna. And when this happens, then the heart completely melts, dhrta chitta uchai. And so when the devotee is in prema, then in his heart he's seeing all the pastimes of Lord Krishna. Just like when Krishna is going to the house of one gopi and stealing butter, then one of the gopi is saying, oh, Krishna has come. And Krishna gets afraid and he runs away from that house. So the devotee seeing this pastime, then hasati comes. He starts to laugh. And then when this spurti goes away, then he feels like I've lost everything. And so he starts crying and weeping. And then the Lord, feeling when he's lost everything, the Lord comes and says, oh, here I am again for you. So then he begins to sing very happily because the Lord is come back in spurti. And in this way, he dances and sings the pastimes.
Not caring.
Oh, yes. Unmadhavat. And he is experiencing like a mad person.
Not caring.
And he doesn't care for what anyone else.
Yeah. This verse is spoken by Sri Kavi, one of the nine Yogendras. And it comes just directly after the verse we studied for yesterday. So Sri Kavi is continuing and saying that that person will do kirtan of Svapriya Nama, those names of Krishna, those names of the Supreme Lord that are very dear to him based on his relationship, whether his relationship is in Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, or Madhurya. And singing these names loudly with a melted heart, the stage of anurag or prema will come. And in this condition, the Vaishnav will sometimes, as the pastimes of Krishna manifest in his heart, sometimes he will laugh, sometimes tears will come from his eyes, and sometimes he will lament loudly. And to other people, it will look as if he is mad. Sometimes he will also dance, but without showing any concern for what outsiders think.
When he laughs, what kind of pastime?
In his heart, many pastimes will manifest. Sometimes one pastime may manifest where Srimati Radhika and the gopis are going to pick flowers, and Krishna's hiding in the tree, and he's putting his foot on one branch so that she can reach it. And when she reaches to pick some flowers, he'll let go of the branch, and the branch will go up like a spring. And
hanging there.
Srimati Radhika will hang there, and Krishna will jump down and catch her. And
he'll to laugh.
Seeing this pastime, he'll begin to laugh.
So we are continuing to study the next verse and of the 11th canto. And this verse was spoken by Kavi, and is saying that by chanting the holy name of Krishna, the devotee reaches the stage of love for Godhead. And gradually, the sadhaka is feeling emotions, bhava, and his goal to be a servant of the Lord is becoming fixed, and his heart is melting. And gradually he becomes attached to a particular name and form of Krishna. Sometimes he laughs, sometimes crying, sometimes dancing. And is indifferent to public opinion.
Minda.
This verse is a continuation of the previous verse. That Sri Kavi is continuing that Evam, thus that that's related to the previous verse, that someone who is constantly chanting the holy name of the Lord, not in good association, Sadhu Sangha, without any embarrassment, then the praying bath comes readily in his heart. And the symptoms are that he loudly chants the holy name, Safiya, the name which is very dear to certain pastimes, which he experienced in his wrath with Krishna, Sakya, Dasha, Madhuya, Vatsalya, Madhuya wrath. And then his heart starts to melt. And then when he's in meditation and he sees certain pastimes of Krishna, like Sri Vishnamath Chakravarti Thakur explains in this purport, Achyutapu was saying that when Krishna is feeling butter, then he starts to laugh, seeing this pastime, and then when Puti goes, then Krishna disappears, and he starts to cry bitterly and prays, "Oh Krishna, where are you?" And then again he appears, and he says, "Here I am." And again he starts to laugh and dance in ecstasy like a madman. And thus, he's so internally absorbed that he doesn't even notice what outside is saying, neither he thinks of the opinion of any person outside. And also one time you told a story that Rupa Goswami was meditating on a certain pastime, and suddenly he had to laugh that at the same time another person who was crippled came by. And then he was affected by that, although he didn't even notice the story. So that's also one of the examples.
Yes, this verse is going on describing the stage of bhakti, when devotees gradually take a vow to chant a certain number of rounds, and again taking the vow to become a servant of God, to be a servant of God. And he's thinking, while chanting, this manifestation of the pastime in his heart, he's thinking to follow a certain associate of Krishna. You know, he's attached to a certain kind of Lila and a certain form of Krishna, and watching it in his heart how it's going on in his manifestation of these Lilas, and if he's anchoring for the same mood and same sentiments of the associate of Krishna, like gopis or like Yasoda Mai or like Sakas, depends. So is this mood come so strong in his heart and is completely absorbed in this lilas, you know, that manifest in his heart, and he feels sometimes laughing because of the lila that is maybe joking, because Krishna is joking with gopis, maybe stealing the dress and the Jamuna River, or sometimes crying because Krishna has gone, or like that is dancing in ecstasy and is unaware of the world outside, outside world. Is only in his internal body.
You have told?
No. Here, Kavi is one of the Yogendras explaining it, continuing to Maharaj Nini, and also in the conversation between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sanatana Goswami, we have heard about the symptoms of someone who has obtained this stage of bhav. Yeah. Here at the stage of bhav, the symptoms were described Santire Vyartakalat Sambhiraktir Mana Sunyata. Now more symptoms are revealed that are related with that stage. When one realizes his sthayi bhav, or permanent constitutional relationship with Sri Krishna, then after hearing the glories of Sri Krishna's pastimes in the association of sadhus, pure Vaishnavas, making the vow that I want to be Sri Krishna's servant, then manifesting by that influence of sadhu sangha the permanent relationship, yeah, that we have, the sadaka has with Sri Krishna, then the sadaka is heart melting, yeah. He is completely fixed in his bhajan, yeah. He remembers, yeah, the sweet pastimes of Sri Krishna. Sometimes he's laughing, yeah, especially remembering the beautiful exchanges between Sri Krishna and gopis and sakas, yeah, as we have heard from Prabhus and our god sisters, yeah. How beautiful these pastimes are, devotee laughing, then that spurti disappears and he is lamenting, crying, weeping, where you have gone, yeah, please manifest in my heart. Again, dancing like a madman, not caring for any outsider, yeah, he goes on to practice his bhajan, and not, these are all symptoms of anubhav and satvikabhav, and thus the devotee, the sadhak, is completely absorbed in love of Godhead.
বিশেষ আছে এরপরে কি আসলো
ভাগবত ধর্ম কাকে বলে
কাকে বলে
যে বই ভগবতা প্রস্তা উপায় হি আত্মলব্ধে অঞ্জকুম সং বিদু সং বিদ্ধি ভাগবতা নিতান তসমিন মন মুখরিতা মধুবী চরিত্র পিজিস শেষ পরিত সরিত শ্রবন্তি ताजे पिबंत विद संपगाळ करण स्थान में के संति रति भोग शोक मोह ये सब के नाम व्याख्या करा जाए दशरथ नाम शुक्रसन नाम वत्सलसन नाम मधुरसन नाम हां अर्थात प्रत्येक के एक एकटा लीला
है आदि तब भूल जे
तस्मिन मन मुखर
तस्मिन मन मुखर ना तुम्हारो भविष्य में नहीं
ভগবদ গীতা সেম চ্যাপ্টার এইট চ্যাপ্টার
তৎসিদ্ধি প্রণিপাতে না ইউ নো
নো
তৎবিধি প্রণিপাতে না Only Balaram and
Govinda.
Premanandi knows that is not.
Premanandi. You? Premanandi. You also know?
Yes.
Tatvidi paripratena pariprasnena sevaya upadeshanti te gyana gyanina
sattvada. Tatvidi paripratena
pariprasnena
sevaya upadeshanti te gyana
gyanina sattvada. Akete kadushi. Haan.
Taiyara ache. Kokon te akorle. Bindaji kore chanke. Oh, very good.
Naga bole gechilam.
He knows all.
ওনাকে বলে দিয়েছিলাম কাল রাত্রে উনি রিফাইন করেনি আমি বলে দিয়ে গেছিলাম এর ওজন কত হবে বলুন তো
কত হবে আন্দাজ কত বলবো
বলুন
আমার আছে কত 56 এর 75 হবে
আর বৈনাথপুর বেশি হবে কি ওর বেশি হবে
বেশি হওয়া উচিত
ও হলো 100 কিলো
100 কিলো আর ইয়ে
95 হবে
তিন জন
বেশি আছে
But he's better.
state.
I am only 77 or 78.
77?
Yeah.
And Brinda?
47 or 37?
42.
42. And you?
77.
How is this?
Yeah.
So much gas?
I eat for her. I take double.
No, no. The difference of age. 70 and...
Nana Ojon!
Wait.
Oh, I am...
Wait.
I am asking for age.
How?
His age is not 100 kilo.
You... What is your age?
54. This body 54.
And you?
50.
50. Ponchas. Then okay.
Okay, take off now.
Hey.